Okay, we're in Shar Gimel Perek Yud Aleph, the very end. We're going to finish it, God willing. And in the Haggah. And what we've said until now, which is possibly the most important thing that we have to know, b'chlal, is the pshat in Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. As basic as that, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad means that Hashem, which is the Shem Ha'etzem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which refers to the Atzmius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, someplace that we don't even understand. Elokeinu refers to something we do understand. Elokeinu is the Baal HaKoyach Chayes Kulam. It's everything. Everything in the world. Baal HaKoyach Chayes Kulam. Everything from Malachim down, higher than Malachim. So those are two different things. Hashem, Yudke Vavke is one thing, and Elokeinu is another thing. So Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That Shem Ha'etzem, and all of the things that we see in what's called in Kabbalistic language the Alma de Piruda, it's a world of Pirud, not Echad. But nevertheless, Hashem Echad. Don't think that there's Hashem, and there's Elokeinu. Hashem Echad. It's the basic polemic pasuk against Avodah Zarah. And obviously, what Nefesh HaChaim is bringing out is he worried about the question about where is Hashem. This is what we've been learning the whole Shar Gimel. If he's everywhere, that means he's in the table. So Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. In his Hesber, there's Mitzidai and Mitzidenu. I'm going through this quickly because we've said it a few times. We just want to get it clear in our minds. There's Mitzidai and Mitzidenu. That the Shem Etzem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yudkei Vavkei, Mitzidai. Shem Elokeinu is Mitzidenu. Our concept, our ability to conceive of something. And they're two different things, but they're all one thing, Hashem Echad. Mitzidai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere, in everything. But don't go there, because then you're going to end up worshipping tables and things. Eitz v'Evin. So, but you have to know the idea of Hashem Echad. Hashem Echad. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So the Haggah began to say, "Bezeh yuvan ma'amarim zel, psachim nun vav amet aleph, b'inin ha'shevach baruch shem k'vayin malchus le'olam v'ed, b'yichud kriyas shema." So let me remind you what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that Yaakov Avinu was sitting with his sons, Biyomoso. He didn't say anything, but Bikesh Lugalo Sasakates. He wanted to say something. He wanted to tell his sons, the Bnei Yisrael, which he spent his whole life forming. He wanted to tell them about the Kates, presumably, like, let's do the tikkun. Okay, I formed the Bnei Yisrael. We have a chet of the Eitz Hadas. It's been working through Noach and the Mabul and Avraham and Yitzchak and everything. Now it's time to Bikesh Lugalo Sasakates. Now it's time. We did it. I formed the Bnei Yisrael. We can make the tikkun. But Nistalkim and Ashkina, that didn't work for him. He lost his nevuah at that moment, and he thought that must be somebody here is not Roy. Rashi says Yaakov had an Esav, Yitzchak had a Yishmael. There's always these sotnim baderach, and obviously what he saw was, and I want to explain this point, what he saw was a pirud. He didn't see his sons working together. He didn't see them as one. And if they're not as one, nistalkum imenu shechina. I didn't speak about this last time, but I want to speak about it a minute now, and maybe even more on Shabbos. It's a very, very deep thing, this one thing. Again, not to be confused with what everybody in the world calls achdus, which we're not caring about. What we're caring about is what does it really mean? So he said, there's separation amongst you. And they answered, Shema Yisrael, Elov Medaber, says Rashi, talking to Yaakov, his name was Yisrael. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, this is where it comes from, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. The first case, if you will, of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, then Moshe Rabbeinu repeated it in Sefer Dvarim, Parshas Veschanim. He repeated this because Hashem told him to repeat it, but it was there in Klal Yisrael. It was there in the Torah. It was in the Torah Shebaal Peh Nagid until Moshe Rabbeinu said it. So what was their answer? Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusoi Li'olam Vaed. I'm sorry, they said Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So the Gemara says beautifully, they didn't just say a pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. When you learn this Gemara quickly, you say, no, I believe, we all believe, we're good people. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. No, that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Kishem Shein Belipcha Ela Echad, Kachin Belibeinu Ela Echad. We're talking about Echad. What you see is Pirud. It's Reb Tzadok's Hesber, which is beautiful in Rishis HaLaila. We're talking about Pirud, what you see is Pirud. Nistalkum imcha Shechina, the Shechina left you. So they said, you see Pirud, but it's not Pirud. Where it's Pirud in how we look and what we're doing and we're trying to kill each other. That's true. there is a little Pirud there. However, Bilibeinu Eino Elo Echa, there's a certain Achtus, let's call it Achtus HaNeshama, that there is a Neshama Klali, which is bigger than any one of us sitting here in the room. And that's really, we're all in that same circle. We're all in that same neshama together. So just like you're echad, we're echad, except that we're divided on the practical level. Said Yaakov Avinu, Baruch Shem Kivod Malchus Soli Olam Vaed. Oh, this is Malchus.
Did you ever see that in your inner connection? You only saw the Pirud?
Right, he saw the Pirud. Well, he didn't even see the Pirud. He saw that the Shechina was nostalgic.
So why the Shechina was nostalgic?
Because there has to, I'm going to, so this is what I want to explain to you for a minute.
Was nostalgic from him or from?
From him, from his nevuah. He couldn't say nevuah. So, okay, everybody's saying good. Yes. What didn't he see? Was the Shechina not, was the Shechina, why was the Shechina nostalgic in any case?
Case, when it says nostalgic, it's a case. What case are you talking about?
Mashiach.
Our case, after all the sufferings and everything?
I think the Maral explains that he wanted to say right then, Mashiach is coming.
Did he see it and then he saw Pirud, or he was trying to see it and he only...
I want to suggest the following. Again, as I say, it's a bit of a preview to what I'm... before I say, I want to say that... it's interesting, Parshas Korach. It's a vart to take home. Parshas Korach. So, what was he thinking? We can take on Moshe Rabbeinu. It's just plain stupid. Both from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was the spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the biggest Navi of all times. And also, he did have, you would have thought he had the popular, I mean, everybody saw it. He brought the Torah. He saved them by Diego. Moshe Rabbeinu saved them by Diego. What was he thinking? So I believe that the pshat is not like everybody thinks. What he was thinking was, and this was his platform, that Moshe Rabbeinu, you're an Ish Elokim. You're way too high for this job. You're going to get involved in the people complaining about food, and you're going to get involved, you can't get into Eretz Yisrael, you're going to get involved in all the silliness and machlekes of Klal Yisrael. Even the Mishkan that's beneath it, why do you, your job is to be the rabbi. You deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you say the Nevuah. I don't think Korach was ever, if you look at it, B'chol ha'eda kulam kadoshim. A kadosh means somebody who's taken their gashmius and they're put aside for a davar kadosh. That's what kadosh means, separated, right? Harei ha'mekudeshesli. So I think Korach's platform was, you'll hear me, I think it's Pashat Rishah. Korach's platform was, Moshe Rabbeinu, stick to the ruchnius. Let us lead the people. Let us be in charge of the people, which we've seen over and over again in history. We see it today in the Medinat Yisrael. We see it in every shul. Rabbi, you did a rabbi thing. Let us take care of the buildings. Let us take care of everything. Now, the problem with that is two things. First of all, usually the people don't do a good job. rabbis tend to be control freaks. But it's the ultimate, what Korach was saying was the ultimate separation of church and state, excuse my French. Is the ultimate, you're up there. What's the teretz? The teretz is that Moshe Rabbeinu, in order for him to be Megala the Torah B'Sinai, He has to be the most down-to-earth Torah that can possibly be. He's not stuck on Har Sinai. He's completely He's completely bringing the Torah down to the most earthly level that's possible. So it's a mistake that you stay there and I'll go here. You know, Rav Soloveitchik used to say that Shvulachem poyim achamor v'ani v'anar nelchad koy, like this dichotomy of you know, you go here, you go there, is the dichotomy that we're going through in all the generations, but it's wrong. The what's correct is that there's a complete integration of Shemayim v'aretz, that when Moshe Rabbeinu is in Shemayim, that's what he's going to bring to our Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, it's Hashem Echad. That's the whole Nesiyas of Moshe Rabbeinu. The punishment for Korach was he got swallowed up by the earth.
Hadn't you said that's why you're going to Aaron to be his own?
He said Aaron was also to Himmeldik for Korach. He says so. So but my point, Linyanenu, is that there's this natural tendency. You see it every day. I see it, you know what I'm saying? I see it in the government, you see it in Shul, you see it everywhere. There's a natural tendency to make this division. And there's a lot to say about that division, but it's not a true division because Torah has to permeate every single item in this world. What is true is that people should be helping and people should be doing this. That's true. But it's not true that this is your tchum, this is my tchum. That was the Korach machlokes. That was a Korach argument.
The trace that the Rebbe describes in terms of like needing somebody who can build. Eventually, Yehoshua would be that. Yehoshua took over where Moshe Rabbeinu.
Right, perfect tiferes. Perfect tiferes. Yeah, I mean, it was perfect tiferes. He was able to be. I don't know that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have the traits for it, but Hashem said that Yeshua is going to take over. I don't know if that's true. He had a rock. That's why he didn't go into Eretz Yisrael.
Moshe would have gone into Eretz Yisrael.
He would have done that. Who said that he wouldn't do it? Miriam said that. That was Lashon Hara. Miriam said that he couldn't do it.
Yeshua was able to manage this whole...
So would have Moshe, except that he hit a rock. The only thing we know about Moshe not going to Eretz Yisrael is he hit a rock. That's all he did. I'm sorry. Same thing. I mean, no, but Yisro was coming from a theological world where he was saying, get yourself out of the Gashmias a little bit. Moshe Rabbeinu Dafka was putting himself into it. No, maybe not. Maybe he was saying something deeper than a system. Maybe what he was saying is that what are you, Novel Tibo, Gamato Gamhoam. He was saying two things. Like, you don't have to be involved in all the adjudications and all the... Like, what do you have to do for it? And Moshe Rabbeinu said, I do too, but you need help? Okay, you need help. And you need help. That's a different thing. Because the doc is like, by the way, I'm not... personally, I don't suffer from this. This is not a group therapy session. No, I'm just saying that it occurs to me that this was the Korach Moshe dilemma. So it gets back to our issue. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Let me just tell you something, which I think is mardik, that in order for the geula to happen, there has to be achdus. What does it mean? Let's think like grown-ups here. What does it mean? It doesn't mean everybody's doing the same thing. It doesn't mean anything like that. It means that in the time of Shlomo HaMelech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kirea the Malchus. There was one Malchus. There was one group called Bnei Yisrael, all the way from Mitzrayim, all the way until Shlomo HaMelech. The Beis HaMikdash is built. All of a sudden, which we have to talk about, but it doesn't make any difference for right now, but all of a sudden, Achi Ashiloni comes, and B'Nevuas Hashem, he's Kirea the Malchus. And he gives half of it, gives most of it, 10/12 of it to Yeravam ben Nevat, and 1/12 of it to Shlomo HaMelech and his son. So there was a Kriyas HaMalchus. If you go fast forward from the beginning of the Beis HaMikdash all the way till the end of the Beis HaMikdash by Yisrishon, the time of Yirmiyahu, and many, many Nevuas in between, what was the Tefillah? The Tefillah was, what was the Nevuah? What was the Tefillah? What was the passion? The passion was, Yachad Shiftei Yisrael, right? We're all singing it. Yachad, yachad. Yeah. What are we saying? Yachad. Yeah. What we're saying is undo the Kriyas HaMalchus, which took place by Shlomo HaMelech and lasted forever. Ad Hayom Hazeh. The Kriyas HaMalchus, what we're davening for is that Yachad. Listen to the words of Yaakov Avinu. Echad, we don't have. Nachon? What am I saying? So what do I have? I have 12 sons here, or 12 shvatim, and everybody's going in a different direction. Everybody's saying something else. And this is not good. This is Kriyas HaMalchus. Then they said, no. Ein b'libeinu elo echad. We are Mashiachtik. Because although we're karua in so many different directions, and even we're even killing each other, but there is a makom of echad in the lave. So that's there. In other words, all's not lost. Yes, it's karua, but yes, there's an echad even when it's karua. What did Yaakov Avinu say to Dayek? Baruch Shem Kavod. Malchus. Because when we say this pasuk, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Eliyahu Levad, we're thinking Kabbalah. That's our pasuk of Pshat. Chesed Gevurah Tiferes Netzach Hod Yisrael. Malchus Hashem is Malchus. Okay. Or we're thinking that Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Eliyahu Levad. Look at the wonderful things that Hashem said or did. Look at his bria. But Lefi, what we're saying, he was saying something different. I see a Malchus where there is no Malchus. There is a Malchus Belev, which has to Druksuchais, and a Malchus Bepoyel. So Bikesh Legalis is Akates, but he saw that there's separation here. So they told him, it's a separation, but we're still connected at the hip. We're still connected by Neshama. And he said, okay, this is Malchus. Meaning this is Malchus. Malchus is the Alma Tepiruda. Malchus is where everything is split up. Who wants a government of one party? Malchus is where everything is all split up and everybody's arguing with each other until they finally come to the Echad. But that's at the end of days. Yeah.
How did they know that?
Just one second.
Shlomo Melech, right? Before the Kibbutz, he built the Beis HaMikdash. It was
Achdus.
Why didn't Mashiach come right there and then?
It would have. It would have.
It could have come. I mean, it was.
He messed up.
It was done.
He messed up.
But before he messed up, it was good.
We married Bas Parra
on the same day. Yeah, right away he married Bas Parra. Malka Shiva. He married Malka Shiva a couple of days later. And Bas Parra, the same day he built the base of Mikdosh. That of Nashim Rabbis, but whatever, he messed up.
The seed was already there.
He messed up with the base of Mikdosh. Could have been the Gula, for sure it would have been the Gula. That would have been the Gula, the Kates. But it's so on Shabbos, I want to speak about Shlomo HaMelech, which is a sugya unto itself, but interesting sugya, it was a scary sugya. Maybe you shouldn't bring your son to this one. but it's the point I'm making is echad, not echad. Malchus, not malchus. Malchus, in a sense, is the steer to echad. It's the same sequence of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad is Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Eliyahu Vod, and Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. It's all the same sequence where you get Yudke Vavke, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu, Elokim, Malchus, Melech Olam, Shem, Umalchus. Yeah.
I understand you correctly.
Sorry.
The precondition to the Tikkun is Achdus. However, throughout our history, when left to our own devices, we've never achieved Achdus.
You noticed that too.
Quite the opposite is true. Every moment in our history as a Jewish people that has resulted in a form of Achdus was divinely inspired. The Yaakov and Esav, Yitzhak Mitzrayim, Mamad Har Sinai, all this was due to one thing only. Intervention by HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Let me just comment. Yeah, what's your going to?
If we're going to reach that moment when there's a possibility to have a Achdus and precondition to the Tikkun in the Yad HaMashiach, again, it's only going to happen when there's divine intervention.
I think that you're 100% wrong, because it's the whole geula is based on the process of Arusa de Losata. The whole geula is based the Bayis Sheni, Kitshu Yisrael. We have to come to this. We have to come to this, and you're right. It's never happened before in history, and it started our period. That's exactly the tikkun that we need to make, and it can happen. But our maybe you need a Mashiach. A Mashiach is really, forgive me, nothing more than a great leader that everybody accepts. We haven't had one of those. So a great leader that everybody accepts, a melech. What's Mashiach? Mashiach is a melech, melech ha-Mashiach. And instead of having two kings, as the Nevi'im say, melech Yehuda and melech Yisrael, you're going to have one king, which is the melech Mashiach, and he's going to be ma'achad ol klal Yisrael. But that's got to come from below. The nekuda is, though, there is a maila in this division. And the tikkun has to be made, ironically, through the division. It's just a scary and dangerous place, because in division you can lose connection with each other completely. We can lose klita. So the idea is to make the division develop as far as possible and as much as possible, and then comes Mashiach somehow, and it's machet to echad. But what you're saying historically is correct. What's nogay the future? It's incorrect, because that's exactly the tikkun that we have to make. Rabbi Yitzchak, I'm sorry.
Yeah, if Yosef was Megal himself to the Shvatim prematurely, so there was a tikkun that was not achieved then. So how did the Shvatim know to say that Belibeinu were Echad?
Yaakov or Yosef?
No, by Yosef, there was a tikkun that was required, and he didn't bring it about.
Right.
So we're still suffering from that. So the question is, so how did the Shvatim able to assert that there was a Yichud?
I think Alpi Regesh. I mean, I think Alpi Regesh. In other words, these were big people, and they understood that as much as we argue with each other, as much as we fight, and as much as we have wars, literally wars, there's on the Madrega of Lev, it's all one. You don't feel that? I mean, I feel it. You don't have to be one a Navi to feel it. In other words,
you can have war with somebody, but
I gave a mashal on Sunday with, Sahal. So they could be Sephardim, Ashkenazim, Chilonim, Datim, Charedim, everything. L'chayra, when they're on the battlefield, they're saving everybody, no? Isn't true? I mean, hope. I hope they're protecting everybody. So there's a certain, that's Mashiach, by the way, because there's an echad there, which doesn't exist necessarily, let's say, in the Knesset, or in Shul, or in society b'chol. It doesn't exist. But when that echad, just like they say, there's no atheist on a battlefield. There's no division on a battlefield. There is an echad there, which is Baruch Hashem. As long as that exists, that's been the success here, both Begashmius and Baruchnius. But the Hafladik and Nakuda is that Yaakov Avinu, what he saw, Lidati, was the division. He didn't just see their division. He saw the division of all of Klal Yisrael, like Reb Ephraim says, the division that's going to more and more and spread, ad kedeg kriyas beged Yerovam ben Nevat, ad kedeg. And what they told them, they comforted Yaakov that this is all part of the process. So what his response was, ah, malchus, baruch shem, kivayit malchusai, liyan levad. Why do we say b'chashoy? One last thing. The Gemara says that to say it, we should say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus, we should scream it out loud, because Yaakov Avinu said it. We can't say it at all because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it. Moshe Rabbeinu, do you ever notice, can anyone tell me by heart, what is the context of the Shema? The context of the Shema. Shema you say every day, right? So what's the context? Where does he say? Like he doesn't say, by the way, it doesn't say anywhere, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't say anywhere. It's so beautiful. I'll take it the wrong way. I'm just saying the Chumash is so beautiful.
It's
my Haskava. No, Navi, Moshe Rabbeinu is the biggest Navi of all the Nevi'im. You can push it, see it in the Ksav. as beautiful as Yeshayahu is, it's not as beautiful as the Chumash. It's not as meduyak, and it's just not the same. But it's a Torah. I'm not saying no, but I'm saying it's Adon Kol HaNaviim, just Mamish written by HaKadosh Baruch. But in any case, Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Veschanon says, V'haya ki yivyacho Hashem alikecho la'eretz ha'toivo asher Hashem alikecho noisein l'cho, that there will come a time that Hashem will bring you into Eretz Yisrael, and you want to be able to stay there. You don't want to get kicked out of there, and you don't want to suffer from all the goyim asher yisav avucha. Take a look at Parshas Veschanon, I believe it's Shishi. So he says, here's what you need to do. Moshe Rabbeinu says, by the way, he doesn't say you need to say Kriya Shema. He never said that. He said, Shema Yisrael. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. First thing you need to know when you're in Eretz Yisrael is Yachdus Hashem. Number two, V'yahavta as Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol miyadecha. Or in the words of Chazal, first thing you need to do is be mekabel ol malchus shamayim. Second thing you need to do is be mekabel ol mitzvos. And then Eretz Yisrael will work for you. V'hayim shamayim tishma ol mitzvah. It'll all work for you. It'll all be good. The world, the Eretz Nasni Yavula, everything will be perfect. But what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying in the context, it's just a very, very important to understand. You're going to come into Eretz Yisrael, you want to stay in Eretz Yisrael, meaning you want a geula. You want a geula. So this is what you need to do to have a geula. You need to go to Eretz Yisrael, which I'm not doing, he said. You need to go to Eretz Yisrael, and you need to be mekabel ol malchus shamayim, and you need to be mekabel ol mitzvah. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's what I'm saying here is perfect and pashut in the pasuk. You don't need any Pirush Rashi for that. That's how the pasuk reads. Just open up a Devarim and you'll see this in Parshas Veschanon. Baruch Shem Kevod Malchus Le'olam Vayed. Stuck in the middle of that would have been oy vey. There's going to be a lot of galus. There's going to be a lot of machlokes. There's going to be a lot of division. There's going to be a lot of wars. There's even going to be killing. So Moshe Rabbeinu just said, Shema Yisrael, let's talk about the Geula. So here's what Chazal's dilemma. Do we talk about the Achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Galus, or do we stick to what Moshe Rabbeinu said? Moshe Rabbeinu spoke about the Geula. Shema Yisrael, Kabbalos HaMalchus Shemayim, Kabbalos HaMitzvos. Yeah? And Yaakov inserted, if you will, retroactively, Yaakov inserted, whoa, there's Malchus here. There's the Baruch Shem Kavod between Shema Yisrael and V'ahavta as Hashem Elokecha, there's a big distance called Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Eliyahu Levad, Malchus division. Baruch, it's okay. It's a process. To say it out loud, who wants to say it out loud? Not to say it, it's a fact. Yaakov Avinu said it. Say it quietly. This is the Pshara between Yaakov Avinu, but not a halachic pshara like in a Beis Din, between we didn't know what to do. Do you go Yaakov like he said? Do you go Moshe? No. Is this whole piece of the Bria sayable, Bechlal? So, Shtilahit, we know, this is so important for us, Shtilahit, we know that we're going to come into Eretz Yisrael, which we did in the time of Yoshua, and we're going to build a Beis HaMikdash like we did in the time of Shlomo HaMelech. And then we're going to have Kriyas HaMalchus, like we did in the time of Yeravam ben Nevat. And it's going to go bad and bad. This is all that whole tkufa is Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Le'olam Vayed. Ad, the Navi tells us that Yachad, Yachad. So that when we talk about Achtus, talking about a very, very deep thing. And it's something that has to sort of come by process, naturally, because it has to be. Sarusa de Lusata. All that being said, I just want to, I promised I would do this. I don't want to be over. go ahead.
Does that mean that the debate is whether there is Achdus in the Galus or not?
Achdus Belev.
But I see this debate about Baruch Shem, whether to say it or not, that's right. The question is, when you don't have Achdus as Ms. Galet, is there is Achdus?
I don't think so. I think, Maybe.
Right.
So we have to talk about that. But either as you're saying, or what we're saying is that like not everything has to be spoken out. So there's division. Malchus is division. Alma de Piruda.
Why not?
not the most important message, according to what we're saying.
It's the most important message, but it's an ugly process in a way. In other words, the Shiftei Yisrael fighting with each other was an ugly process. So maybe B'chashoy, we have to know, that's the process. Rabbi Kiva, Hayu Mesachik. He saw the process, he was able to smile.
Yeah.
Most people cry. You're but supposed to cry.
I think Ross says this a lot. It's not we become homogenized like one kind of thing.
I don't think that should ever be.
Right. So now
I don't think that's should ever. We're supposed to be Shifte Yachad, Shifte Yisro. We're supposed to be different children.
But it's the same.
Of course. Levi's never going to do, I mean, in the best case scenario, Levi his job, and Yisachar his job, and Zebulun has his job. Nobody's saying that that's not going to happen.
It's a mosaic.
A mosaic, God.
We don't say, Arayat Mekudeshesli, for better or for worse. That's their. We don't look.
That's their. Their oy suffer.
Yeah. We don't. We're not watching that.
The mosaic is correct because the mosaic is Moshe Rabbeinu breaking the luchos and falling into a million different stones, and putting those stones back together throughout the development of history is called a mosaic. That's Moshe mosaic. That's what the word is. In other words, it's about putting it together, but not putting it together homogenized, as you say. It's putting it together as a proper nation. That's a good thing. You know, that's a good thing if everyone has a different job. It'd be so boring if everybody was like the same. Now the problem is everybody wants to be the same. That's a problem now. Like if you're not like this, you're not the real thing. That to me is ugly, because it's not real. It's not the way Hashem designed the thing. Okay, let's learn a little bit further. All this is to explain the Gemara Pesachim. That we say that by Kriyashma Shiskinu Yom Ruhu Mechashoy. And here is the part we didn't say yet. Moshel, the Gemara says, a Moshel Labas Melech Shehericha Tzike Kedera. The Gemara wants to give a mashal as to why we say it quietly to a bas melech. It means not just a princess, but a very wealthy person. Bas melech. Sheiricha tzike kedera. So she gets a sniff of tzike kedera. What are tzike kedera? Hebraists? Huh? What do you say?
Spicy stew.
Well, you don't cheat. I'm just like, what word are you? What are you? I don't know. You're whispering. B'chashoy. What are you saying? B'chashoy. Cook. What do you have there? CK Kedera.
It's a spicy stew.
It means cholent.
Spicy stew.
The nakuda with cholent is. The poor man's food. It smells great. Just come in here Thursday night. And there's cholent for Mishmer, and it's like overwhelming. Somebody's kid, who was it? Not yours. A Rothenberg son sitting here talking to me. He says, I can't think that cholent is. So that's the tzike kedera. So the bas melech comes, and she smells the tzike kedera. She smells the cholent.
The point is that the food is not worth it for
her? Yeah. By the way, I go through this every Thursday night. Not that I'm any bas melech, but, you know, like I smell the cholent, and I think to myself, first of all, it's not healthy for me. Second of all, lo matim, go take cholent. So I leave the cholent alone. But let's say a bas melech smells the tzike kedera. So what happens? He's chilu avodel, lo havi lo b'chashoy. So she gets her assistants, brings him in a cholent, and she brings it. They bring it quietly, chashoy. They bring it quietly, secretly. They bring her in some cholent. Here, bas melech, princess, have some cholent. It's okay. Can have cholent. This is a layman's food. This is not a, you know, she shouldn't be eating cholent. So what's the Gemara's mashal here? Just like the avodim bring the tzike kedera to the bas melech quietly. So too, we say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Elyon Voed quietly. You know what it means? I have to go. But it means that the Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Elyon Voed is cholent. That's what the Gemara is saying. Cholent, by the way, is the reason why it's not a chashuv of food, is because it's made from Tzikei Kedera, look at the Gemara in Chulin, I think Ayin Zayin, talks about Tzikei Kedera. It's made from all the leftover meat that you have, like the end pieces and the things that the butcher chopped off and couldn't sell. You put it all together, and you either make chopped meat out of it or you make cholent. That's what it is. It's a stew. That's what a stew is, right? That's what he says, stew? That's what a stew is. So what's going on over here, think about stew. Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Le'olam Ve'ed. Think about stew. What is stew? A bunch of little pieces coming together and cooking. And it's a cheap way of doing it, but it smells great. So this is the stew is the mushel for the Klal Yisrael taking all the She'eris HaPleita and those that have survived all of this galus, putting it together in one sholent, and you get like sort of like a show like this, right? Like a lot of different elements coming together as one. It's a beautiful thing, but people don't want that. People want, I'm a this, I'm a that. This is my people. They don't want this achdus.
Sholent is not a melting pot.
Melting
it's
pot.
The opposite.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Why is it the opposite?
So cholent, the ingredients remain intact to a certain extent. They influence each other. The meat is the meat.
Not the opposite.
The potato is the potato. The melting pot was, you know, America in the mid-1900s. It's everybody. I have friends growing up, Italian, Irish, Spanish, Jewish.
Me too.
Even when I was a kid. You know, he was the Italian kid.
Do you know
their kids? Do you know what? The American kids. They're not. They lost that. They lost their.
So the cholent is got to be an opposite mushel. We don't lose. Like you don't overcook the cholent.
And then you have is an earbuff.
An earbuff without a.
It's tasty. It's an earbuff. The same.
You know why American cheese is called American cheese? Because they take all the different parts of the different cheddar cheese, this kind of cheese, that kind of cheese. They put it in a melting pot, bring it together. America. That's the source of the word American cheese. Don't say I never taught you anything.
that's the problem in America.
That is America. It's an American cheese. It all tastes exactly the same. And if it looks different, they put a little food coloring in it. It's the same. So, okay. So, Abazan Nistayim, because I have to go. But what we've come to is the Gemara tells us, after all of this, which fits in perfectly, I believe, that the Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusei Le'olam Ve'ed A should be said b'chashoy, like the Avodim bring the princess her cholent b'chashoy, meaning enjoy it, it's good, it's beautiful, Klal Yisrael is beautiful, but it's not the geula, it's something you eat quietly, hence the mashal and the nimshal of saying Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusei, the Shviris HaMalchus, if you will, can be together b'leiv echad, but it doesn't have the Geula, mamish the Geula of Yachad Shiftei Yisrael. You're not eating steak. It's a different thing. Thank you very much. Have a good Shabbos.